for the excellence of your mighty name, your way. As we assemble ourselves here in the bayit of our Abba, we come before you to bless you and to esteem your mighty name, and to bless you for the mighty works in Yahshua HaMashiach. For with the power of that redemption, you redeemed us from the powers of darkness. You brought light to the house of Israel, that we that are the remnant of the seed may truly worship you in Ruah and Emet. We bless you for your truth today. We thank you, Almighty Yahweh, for the revelation of Yahshua, the living power of your word. For the Torah is given unto us by the Spirit and the testimony of Yahshua, to give us life and to make it alive in Israel. Not the ritualism, formality, but by the power of the living Ruah. HaMashiach is the witness that our Abba lives. The power of his word, the spoken word, is alive. Has power to resurrect. It has power to deliver. It has power to keep alive what you have written in our love, that we may be a witness of your profound truth, that we may desire to live according to your commands. We do with all faithfulness, with great delight, because we realize who our Creator is. So as we bow here in this tabernacle, those that are listening in different parts of the United States of America and wherever they are listening, those that will hear this broadcast or this message at some other time, we do pray that you will make alive and cause their love to hear what you speak to Israel in this hour, that we may prepare ourselves with all preparation, with readiness of mind, with soberness, being quickened, alive, and ready for the mighty promise and the hope of Almighty Yah. So we ask you to help us today, to cleanse us, to cleanse our minds, and to cleanse our love and our being, Yahweh. Cleanse us. For you tell us, you command us to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of our flesh and the Ruah, and perfect your Kodesh nature in us with great perfection. So we pray that you identify every piece and every little unleavened thing that is in us, every kind of rebelliousness and sin, every kind of spirit that defies the Torah, every kind of spirit that rejects your truth. I pray that your manservant will speak to my heart, speak to those things that are inhibiting me from moving on into the power of that perfect obedience, that perfect submissiveness, and that perfect subjection unto you, Almighty Yah. So I pray you help us all and strengthen us. The homes that are tuned in today, that the power of your Ruah may fill the homes, may touch the Avat and the Ima and the children and all as they listen this day. Those that need a touch in their bodies, those that are battling even in their flesh, Almighty Yahweh. We pray for their strength. We pray that you touch them and heal them and resurrect them in Yahshua's mighty name. Thank you for this Shabbat. Thank you for our precious pastors and men that labor, and nations and countries whereby they do not have the type of things that we have in this nation. And yet their love is so sincere with great dedication. And they labor intensely to make sure that they speak what Yahweh commands them to speak. So we pray for those that are in Russia and Ghana. We pray for the shalom of Jerusalem. We bless Jerusalem. For you will prosper them that bless Jerusalem. We pray for the seed in Ghana, in South Africa, in Asia, in Germany, throughout the nations of the world, your people elect here in this nation and in Canada, wherever they are, Almighty Yah, we pray for them that you may strengthen them mightily and that they may hear what Yahweh speaks unto the assembly. Give them that fortitude and that strength to press on. And as we worship you today, and we will worship you, in Ruah, we are free from the bondage of our flesh. We are free from the expectation of our own wills. And we will, your will be done in the midst of this worship, as we will sing and bless you. For those that praise and barak Yahweh are those that honor him. So we will praise you because we honor you. We will bless you because we honor you. We will esteem you because we honor you. We will exalt you because we honor you, Almighty Yah. And we bless you for that. We thank you. We praise you today in Yahshua's mighty hope. You give us all the understanding that is needed for this time. Open our eyes to see and our ears to hear, that we may hear what the mighty King of Israel thundereth from the Shemayam, and the one that roars like a lion, that we all may hear. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua. We thank you, we bless you in that mighty, precious promise and hope. And we shall esteem you mightily this day, in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. And his people cried, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Voices unto Almighty Yah.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. For you are the most excellent one. We bless you today, Almighty Yah. As you said unto Jeremiah, you declared that you would hasten your word unto performance. You will watch over your word, Almighty Yahweh. You will perform it. We may not understand with the greatest of clarity the things that are transpiring, but it is one thing that your word, you will watch over it. You will hasten your words. You will perform everything that you have said. The mind of man rejects your words, the power of your Torah. And they have made Hamashiach into some kind of ritual, pagan identity, desecrating your name and the power of that name, that he came in the mighty strength of Yah. They have desecrated that, given him a name that is far removed from your identity, does not express your character, because only one name assures us the power of salvation, and that is the power of the living word. So we ask you today in Habashiah's mighty name, in the strength of that hope and promise, that you open our understanding, that you give us understanding and knowledge of your truth, and that it may fill our inward parts, and out of our bellies flow a river, a water that is so pristine and pure that we will not allow anything to pollute that beautiful stream of the promise of hope in our life. We will hold fast to your word. We will not deny it, because you will hasten it. You will watch over everything you have said, and you will bring it to pass, because you will perform it. I pray, Almighty God, that your kingdom come, and that the establishment of your government for your people will come upon this earth. We long for that. We long for the kingdom blessing and the fullness of the kingdom. You've given us a time clock within our physical being, life and death. So help us all today, our listeners, our friends, our foes. We pray for all. Give us strength this day. And we pray that your word will course our inward parts and will bring forth an abundance of fruits, that we will walk in all discipline and obedience unto your commands. In Yahshua's mighty name we bless you. And all of his people cry hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say to them, Shabbat Shalom. May Yahweh bless you today. You may be seated. We do bless Almighty Yahweh for all that he has done. We certainly thank him for the Shabbat, a time of Shabbaton, a time of rest. We may come into the presence of Almighty Yahweh and receive the fullness of his blessing, that we are restored, our minds, our hearts are restored to a faithfulness that during the course of the week that we have missed, we've allowed small things, we've allowed inhibitors to remove our mind away from him and concentrate on things that are not to our advantage. And everything that Yahweh speaks to us, it is for our advantage. He does not speak to us that it will not be an advantage for us. So everything he speaks to us, it is for our advantage. It is for our well-being, and it is for our advancement. And so when he speaks, we ought to delight in that. We ought to rejoice that he will speak from the power of his truth, his living word. And if we have the Ruah in us, then the word will be made alive in us. And everything that is alive, and anything that is alive, it always produces a fruit, a sound, or something will come out of that which is alive. If it's not alive, then nothing will come forth. What we have today, it is a drunkenness and a seduction of the mind of man, that he has removed away from the principles and the ordinance of Almighty Yahweh, that there is very little life among the human race today. We are a people that move in motions, and we move without the energies and the strength of Almighty Yahweh. We move by our own fleshly corrupt desires, but it's not by the direction of Almighty Yahweh. He tells us in Scripture that those are we that are led by his Ruah, that we are the sons of Almighty Yah. And if we are not led by his Ruah, then we are led by our own flesh. And if we are led by our flesh, then there is an enmity and an animosity against him. And when he speaks to us concerning the things that are in us, that are incubated in our own flesh, that we began to rail against him and oppose him in our thinking, our attitude, our dislikes, our hatreds, the hardness of our expression, the hardness of our love, because we do not want Yahweh to interfere in our business, that we literally think we have a business. And the propagators of darkness, who are led by the power of Shaitan, the enemy of everything that is righteous, they have constripted a doctrine or doctrines that remove the mind, the heart, the being of man away from the truths of Almighty Yahweh. And they have performed, or they have constripted their strange doctrines that do not have life or power do not convey the power of Almighty Yahweh, because they are based upon the principles of darkness, Baal. They're based upon the Lord or the rule of their own flesh, and Yahweh is not the rule of this generation. His Torah, His Word, is not ruling in this generation. He is only ruling in the seed of Yisrael. Those that have been set apart for the service of the tabernacle, the Beit of Almighty Yahweh. And we the people and those that are scattered throughout the nations of the world, that have the sense and the desire to please Him, the only way we're going to understand that is by the preaching of His Word. We're not going to get it any other way. And Shaitan, being as masterful and skillful as he is, he has tried to construe the things of Almighty Yahweh to give this natural, diabolical flesh that opposes Almighty Yahweh a strength that it actually relishes and takes great pride in, instead of the commands, the ordinance, the statutes of Almighty Yahweh, that corrals it, breaks it down, and destroys the power of it to poison one's mind. It is our own flesh, our own seductive evil ways that poison us and turn us against Yahweh, causes us to become angry with Him because He has identified a specific thing in us, and we just don't like for Him to expose us. We do not appreciate Him showing me my faults, my weakness, and my inabilities, whereby I take great strength in the character of my flesh to literally think that I possess something. And so the master one of this world and the world system, the governments, every institution of this world, it is controlled by the powers of darkness. Because they emanate everything that is dark. It does not, and they do not, cause the light, the strength, the power of the living word of Almighty Yahweh and the beauty of the Torah to be the excellence of their government. And you do not see that coming forth out of a generation that is so far removed from any kind of discipline of Yahweh that it despises everything and anything that shows this corrupt flesh what it is literally composed of. We don't like that. And so even Shaul, as he writes unto the remnant, we must understand that these letters, the word that was sent out, it was not sent to the world. It was sent to the remnant of the house of Israel. There were those that we call Gentiles or heathens that had received the power of the witness of HaMashiach. At the light of that profound truth. And that is why even Yahweh said to Shaul, I will send you to a people. And I don't want you to reject them. I do not want you to ostracize them like a Kephah did. These are my people because they are in my bosom. And I want you to go and set the things in order that needs to be set in order. And the principles of Almighty Yahweh, that they will know that even unto the Gentiles, that the power of this truth is revealed, makes no difference whether he is a Yodim, a Greek, a regardless, or a Kemite. He will know the power of this truth, and it will be visible in him, and he can live in the strength and the power of this truth. And so he warns us as a people that there are things that you must be aware of. There are things that we must be sharp. We cannot be drunken in this hour. You cannot stagger to and fro. You cannot be a double-minded man, unstable in all of your ways. You cannot operate like that. You can never get any performance if you operate like that. You must be certain. You must be sure whether it is of Almighty Yah or it is not. And if it's not of Yah, then I would reject it and run and try to find that place or find him whereby he speaks with assurance, not to your natural hearts, not to your natural proclivities, but to the heart that loves Almighty Yahweh. And he must speak to Israel, and he will speak, and he will make himself known as he judges you, as he corrects you, and he shows you what things must be done and kept in order. So Shaul says, I want to reiterate from last week. He says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 9, he warns us, he tells us, be not carried about, do not be carried about with different or diverse and strange doctrines. There are many forms of strange doctrines and different doctrines of men today. There are teachings and disciplines. There are restraints and governments that are being taught by man. Their instructions, their persuasiveness. That Shaul says there will be a proliferation of these diverse doctrines. Now don't be carried away with those things. Don't be removed from the power of Torah truth. And we all have been removed from the strength and the power of his Torah. So he warns a people, those that were Hebrews, of the seed of Israel, the natural lineage. He said, don't be carried away with strange doctrines. And you will know that the doctrine is strange because it produces no discipline at all. And doctrine always discipline. Doctrine always teach. Doctrine always cause one to conform to that doctrine. And when one conforms to that doctrine, there is a transformation. Their thought process, their minds, everything is renewed by the living power of that doctrine. And doctrine renew the mind. We are indoctrinated, and there is a renewing process. That is what the Likha, the doctrine of Yahweh, does. It renews us. It changes us, our attitudes, our personalities. It changes us into the image and the fullness of image of the power of Yahshua. That is why he could not destroy the doctrines of Almighty Yahweh. He had to come and strengthen them and give us the power, and that is the Ruah, the Spirit of Yah, that we can live within the context and the restraints of Yahweh's doctrines. And so today we find different doctrines. There is a multiplicit doctrines of baptism. There's a multiplicit doctrine of born again. There are so many diverse doctrines, so many strange doctrines that do not have their basis in Torah or in the Word of Almighty Yahweh. These doctrines are not based upon Torah principles. They're not based upon the statutes, the limitations of Almighty Yahweh. They're not based upon the ordinance of Yahweh, what he has declared unto men. They're not based upon that. But they're based upon this vile, seductive power of darkness that men will depart and separate because one thinks that he has the supremacy of doctrine, and the doctrine that the one has is not based upon Torah. I have walked in doctrines that were not based upon Torah because of my own ignorance. I will show us one. He commands us. He tells us to remember the Shabbat and keep it kodesh. And yet we have practiced the Sunday pagan worshipings. We have worshipped the pagan deities. We have practiced those principles. And so we all have been removed away from the principles of the doctrines of Yah. And we have followed the perniciousness of the doctrines of darkness. The doctrines of darkness will always strengthen the flesh. You will find the attributes of flesh will be exalted. The greed, the lust, the hatred, the jealousy, the covetousness, cannot have enough, will never have enough, can never be satisfied, the heart can never be pleased. We know that these are strange doctrines. The doctrines of Yahweh, if we go back to the Bereshit, the doctrines of restraint. He said unto Adam, of everything in my perfect creation, you may eat of, you may be a partaker of, but that one thing do not touch. For in the day that you touch that, you will surely die. You will lose your spiritual contact with me. You will lose the life of the spiritual power to stand before me face to face, that we can dialogue and talk to each other. You will lose that. Now, I ask us all a question. Do we sense at times, I know we do, that there is no nearness of Yahweh to us at all? That we cannot find that nearness to Him. And the reason why, because we have pinched of doctrines that we ought not to have eaten off of, we have become partakers of strange things that Yahweh does not intend for us to be a part of. We have taken ourselves and become a part of a harlot spirit and not of the spirit of Almighty Yah. We have doctrines of the Caucasians. We have doctrines of the Hebrew Israelites. We have doctrines of men of color. We have doctrines of every ethnicity it is. And the doctrine that Yahweh teaches and HaMashiach came to personify, to lift it up, it was a doctrine that it corralled every strength, everything of our flesh. It did not allow the flesh to rise up with some form of supremacy. It did not do that. And the Likah of Yahweh, His disciplines, His teachings, His correction, that's what His doctrine will do. It will never allow your flesh to rise up with supremacy. And we have doctrines today, the white Hebrews, the black Hebrews, the African American Hebrews, and yet it causes the esteeming of the creature more than the Creator. The doctrine of Yahweh caused the Creator to be esteemed highly. It causes us to recognize the Creator, His power, and His impact in man's life, and what He does to correct man's life, and what He does to lead man to Him, that man may understand who He is. And these strange doctrines do not do that. They cause us to understand our inward selves, our own faith, having our own strength, naming it and claiming it, desiring what we want and speaking it, and it comes to pass. Nowhere did HaMashiach teach these strange doctrines. These doctrines are removed from Torah. The Torah, or the doctrines of Yahweh, deals with the discipline of man, his lev. Because if we are not disciplined, our levs are deceitful above all things. We have very deceitful hearts. And they are desperately evil, and they're wicked. And they will perform all kinds of evil, vile things. When Adam willingly sinned against Almighty Yahweh, He opened up the corridor of darkness. And every kind of vile thing there was, it came upon the earth. And it had dialogue with man, talking and speaking with man. It did that. And so He warns us not to be carried about with these strange and diverse doctrines. He said, for it is very wonderful, or it is tov, that the love be established, that we understand that there is nothing that we have done to procure the favor of Almighty Yahweh. It is simply by the power of His sovereignty that He chose to call us and to establish us as a people. It's nothing that we have done to purchase the free, unmerited favor and the love of Almighty Yahweh. Let our love be established with that and not with meat. And it's one thing that the flesh desires is meat. What is that meat? Our love can never be satisfied. It is never pleased with nothing. I'm telling you that. If a man has $1 billion, what more could he look for? What does he desire? What can he not buy? What can he not possess? And yet there are men with billions of dollars and they are not content with that all. A man having food and raiment, he ought to be content with that. His love ought to be satisfied. He ought to be pleased. But we are a generation, we are not pleased with food and raiment. We're not satisfied with that. Yahweh feeds us to the tilt. We're not satisfied with that. I'm saying that because this is the avenue and the corridor whereby the strange doctrines have proliferated in this nation and around the world. They have proliferated because the flesh is established with meat today, with substance of abundance that satisfies the flesh. It's not established with the meat that Hamashiach said, I have to eat, and you know not of. And that meat is the will of my Abba to do His will and to finish His will. So that is the substance we ought to eat and the meat we ought to consume. And we will never find that meat and the substance of that meat unless we understand the doctrines of Almighty Yah. And if we do not understand Yahweh's doctrines, we will not understand the meat that we are eating. And so it is wonderful if our lev is not established with meat. I got to have this. I want that. I must have this. I got to have that. And you will never be content or satisfied. And these are the doctrines that are consuming the nations today. You find little people in certain sections of other world, parts of the world, that at one time they lived lives that were very simple. And they were satisfied with the corn, the bread, and the little meat that they had. And now because of this vile thing we call the television, it has exposed everyone to a lifestyle that is so corrupt. We know that it's a lifestyle that is corrupt. We are the sickest people. We are the poorest people in health. We are the most obese, the most overweight people. That is the truth. We are the less productive people as far as hourly production and what is commanded and demanded of us. That is the nature of this nation. And so it has projected this spirit throughout the world, throughout the nations of the world. And now you find a very lethargic, a very drunken people and all the nations of the world because they want some of this apple pie. They want the meat of this apple pie. And so it's not wonderful or the right thing or the tough thing that our lev be established with the meat of this world. It ought to be established with the doctrine, the truths of Almighty Yah, not with strange and foreign doctrines that are strange. How can I know that the doctrine is strange? Search Torah. See what it says in Torah. The renewed covenant teaches no doctrine that is removed from the old covenant. There's no doctrine that Hamashiach taught that was removed from the doctrines of Yah. And they were based upon His ordinances, His statutes, His principles, His commands. They were based upon that. And so how can one say that they have an energized Ahava love for Yah when they defy His mitzvah? Remember the Shabbat? Keeping it set apart for reverence unto me. How can one say they love Yah? You cannot. It cannot be. Now, one time He winked at us because of our ignorance. We didn't know. We didn't understand a lot of things. Why? Because Hamashiach had truly not been formed in us. And now He is forming the power of that testimony in us. And the way you form that is by discipline. Can I ask us all a question? Listen carefully. In order for someone to play the piano, I remember when I said to Brother Patrick, I want you to play. I said, every day at noon, see, that was the key. You began with a discipline. At noon, you stop work. I don't care what it is unless I tell you to do something. And you go home and you practice. You practice till dinner time, you eat, and you go back and you practice. You practice all it. I don't care what it is unless I tell you, you understand that that was the discipline to understand the doctrine of what He was doing. What is the doctrine? What are the teachings, the trainings, the instruction, the understanding, the feel, the touch, the sensibility of what He is doing. And so in order for the power and the witness of Hamashiach to be formed in us, we must begin at the very shade of Yahweh. We must begin with His doctrines. And His doctrine and the beginning of Yahweh's doctrine is this, don'ts. Regardless of what this wicked world tells you, He commands us, don't. We have liberty in Hamashiach, but we have no liberty in this corrupt flesh to do what it pleases to do or what it desires to do. And doctrine will not allow you to do that. So do not allow your love, brothers and sisters, to be established with meat, the greed, the lust of your flesh, because that is the covetousness. That is a covetousness, and that is what this meat here represents, a covetousness. Is that not the doctrine established today? It is a great covetousness in the world today. There is such a greed that men and women today, they will hold fast to these strange doctrines and deny the principles of the doctrines of Almighty Yahweh. Because they're feeding their hearts with the meat of this world, with the lust, the greed, the covetousness. That's what they feed their heart with. And so the strange doctrines today propagate these strange doctrines, these false pseudo men and women today, they propagate these strange doctrines that satisfy the flesh and feeds the flesh with corrupt meat and not with the discipline and the nikah of Almighty Yah. And so we find a world carried away. And every year they must have a new doctrine. They must have a new twist. Every single year there's a new twist. And you will notice that everyone gets on that bandwagon. They come out every year with a new twist. Every year with a new thing. Every other month with a little slight twisting of doctrine. The doctrine of Almighty Yahweh. And you will find these strange flesh manifestation, and the greed of the flesh becomes even more incest. It becomes even more incest. The mind becomes even more seductive and even more wicked. It is not the doctrine of Yah. Yahweh gives us doctrines in our homes. He gives us disciplines of our marriages, how they can be strengthened, solidified. Those are the disciplines of Almighty Yah. Not with some psychiatrist or some psychology that understand the physical anatomy of man and the actions and the reactions of the brain. That is not so. Yah gives us doctrines to form our thinking, to form our minds, to form our mentality and all. And that's what we have in this nation. The homes are not together. The daddies are not there. The people of color, it is an abysmal shame. The daddies are not there when those that are there, half of them are unfaithful to their spouse, to their wives, and the women vice versa as well. Because they have been given to these strange doctrines that causes them to be seduced and given over unto strange powers of darkness. The Likah of Yah will bring us in His presence. It will keep our love fearful of Him. Because His doctrine is the power and the strength of His wisdom. What He speaks unto us, it is everlasting. He will hasten, He will watch over His words to perform it. And He has not given us doctrine and discipline not to watch over it and to see it performed in these earthen vessels. He has not done that. He has not given man the power to change His doctrine. He has not given man the strength to do that. He has not given man the instruction to do that, because HaMashiach emphatically deny that. Think not that I've come to destroy the doctrine of the prophets. I did not do that. Think not I came to destroy the doctrine that was given unto them by Almighty Yah. I did not do that. I came to show you the perfect power, and when it is fulfilled, or when it has its performance in you, it will bring us to the excellence of Almighty Yah. That's what it will do. So the strange doctrines today do not bring us to His excellence. It removes us away from the excellence of Almighty Yahweh. That's why we don't have the kind of perfect ahava, the perfect love. That's why our love is based upon some sensitivity. It's not based upon what is created in us. And what is created in us, Yahweh is love, isn't it? So if His ruah is in us, then we should have that kind of ahava for each other. But the strange doctrines don't do that. That's why one cannot truly love themselves. That's why there's no sincere power of His ahava in us, because if one loves oneself, then they will love their neighbor as they do. And that is the truth. And you will know that you love yourself when your life is based upon disciplines, doctrine, based upon the principles of Almighty Yah. And when your life is not based upon the principle of Yahweh, you know you don't have no love. That is just a simple fact. You can say it verbally all you want to out of your mouth, but it means a nickel's worth of rat's dung. It has no value no more than a cup of rat's urine or some bat's droppings. That's the value that it possesses. Unless it's based upon the living word of Almighty Yah, because love is a living thing. Is Yahweh alive? Is the Almighty Creator alive? Is He a living being, a living thing? So is His ahava. So it's a living power. It is not some dead power, but it's a living power. And nothing without life, it is not alive. So we cannot be carried away with these strange doctrines that are proliferating the landscape today. You got doctrines that cater to a certain segment of America. You got doctrine that caters to the homosexuals. You got doctrine that cater to the white man, the black man, the Yahweh man, the Jew man. You got doctrines that cater to every little segment of society. Yahweh established a doctrine in the beginning. And the power of that doctrine was to obey Him. We are hearing the strange voices. We are hearing the little voices. And we obey everything but what doctrine teaches us. The Nikah of Yahweh. It teaches us. It teaches us His restraints. It gives us the fortitude of Almighty. It establishes within us the very strength and the nature of Almighty Yahweh. Can I ask us a question? Did HaMashiach come in the nature of Almighty Yahweh? Did He come in the power? Did He come in the word of Almighty Yahweh? Then why are we under the God? Are we the sons of Yah? Are we the firstborn of that resurrection? Then why are we not walking in that? Because of our strange doctrines. The doctrines you teach yourself that are not based upon Torah. Well, I don't believe that. Well, I don't see it that way. I know you do not. He has given us eyes, but we see not. He has given us ears, but we do not hear. He that hath ear, let him hear what the Ruach speaks. Now we are hearing, but we're not hearing from Almighty Yahweh, brothers and sisters. We hear from our flesh. We hear from our rebelliousness. We hear from our sin nature. We hear from our own corruption. We hear from our own deception. That's what we're hearing from. He wants the mind of HaMashiach. That mind was in Him. Let it. Allow it. Let that power, that mind, be in us as well. When the power of that mind is in us, then it will cause us to fulfill or walk in the power of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. Did not Yahshua do that? Was Yahweh pleased with Him? Do you sometimes sense He's not pleased with you? You says many times He's not pleased with you. Well, if your own heart condemns you and lets you know that, then what do you think He's always thinking? Well, I don't like that process. Well, He lets you know that it is Him because He makes Himself known by judging you. Why are we so opposed against judgment? Why do we dislike judgment? That is the thing that helped you more than anything, brothers and sisters. I was reading this article and it was talking about this mother, a mother, and it was an elderly woman with her. And she was looking out of the window and she saw this little 16-year-old girl and she was telling her parents, or she was telling the woman how beautiful the little child is, how her mother and her father just watch over her, and they watch over her since she's 16. They never allow any of her to be out by herself or anything like that. And so this little, the young woman that was listening to the old woman's response, she had a child out of wedlock. And she said to the old woman, is it just right to watch over them when they get 16? Or is it the most appropriate love to begin when they are little children and to watch over them? She said, because sometimes parents allow children to do things and say things and respond in a way, and they just say, oh, he's a baby, she's a child, don't worry about it. She says to the old woman, she says, if you watch over them at that age when they get 16 and 17, then they have principles and doctrine in them, and they have established truths in them that will keep them even into their womanhood when they are married. And the article said the old woman thought, and she says, that's quite interesting. It makes a lot of sense. So we have all been children, have we not? Does He wait until we grow up and able to eat meat, or He watches over us from the beginning? Does He do that with doctrine and establish doctrine in us and principles of do's and do nots? Even the world tells you that, and yet, you know, people say, well, that's not so. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, there are communities in America. You that are color, unless you are made, unless you work there as a janitor or a yard man, after a certain time, you better not be caught there, and that's just a fact. There are communities in America where the elite, what they call themselves, these perverters of hell, whereby their shops, they look at you and know you cannot go on Rodeo Drive and buy a pair of socks, because a pair of socks will cost you $100 in places like that. And so when they see those of different complexion of skin, they will say, you have no business here. What are you doing here? I tell you what, don't allow the sun down to catch you here. Whether you deal with that reality or not, there are things in lives, there are doctors in life that you are not going to be a part of it. Period. Period. You're not going to get a job as an engineer with a fifth grade education. Does it take a discipline to become an engineer? Is that what school does? It teach a discipline more than anything. It is not the number game that school teaches. It teaches a doctrine, a discipline for you to understand the finite things of engineering. And that is what Yahweh's doctrine does. The strange doctrines, they do the same. They cause us to be carried away into strange activities and strange and forms of ritual worship. Some of the things that are taking place in this nation, in the name of the Christianity, it is an abysmal wickedness. It is a shame. It is so vile and so corrupt. One that has any sense of reasoning, how do they even allow themselves to continuously to be a part of that? And you cannot open their minds to it. You're not going to tell them, only Yahweh can do that. He did it with you, didn't he? Only Yahweh can do that. So let not our love be established with the greed of this world, with meats, and with this spirit of consumption and greed. But allow us to be established, our minds to be established with the liquor, the learnings, the insight of Almighty Yahweh, the teachings of Almighty Yahweh, the understanding, the instruction of Almighty Yahweh, the power of Yahweh to persuade us. And that is what doctrine does. It persuades us. It informs us. It teaches us. It shows us. And the doctrines of the enemy, it has a subtle nature that gives great strength to those things that are diametrically opposed to Almighty Yahweh. I want to show us in Scripture. I want to show us. I want to remind us on last week, I read out of 2 Timothy, chapter 4. I want to cover a few scriptures again. There are those that maybe did not hear last week that are with us today. And I want them to understand the principle of things that I'm working on today. And the weeks to come, or the Shabbats to come. He says in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3, he tells us, for the time will come when there will be a people they will not endure. They will not hold fast or hold oneself firm to that thing. When one endures, they hold themselves firm, steadfast, and strong. It is almost like a man enduring torture. There are men that are of the Al-Qaeda fascism. They're at Guantanamo Bay. There are those that were in Afghanistan. There were those that were in Iraq. And they endured every kind of affliction that was put upon them. They did not disavow their loyalty to Al-Qaeda. They did not, as they would say, rat on bin Laden, but they held fast, they endured, but the time will come when they will not endure the fullness, the soundness, the assurance, and the correction of the doctrine of Almighty Yahweh. And we're in that time. They're not enduring. They do not stand firm. We do not stand upright. We become very feeble-kneed. We are not sure of the doctrine. We are not settled with the doctrine. We become intimidated against those of strange and false doctrines that tingle our ears because we have a perception that they have much and abundance, and that is not so. You may hear someone get in a car or something like that, and the first thing it does, it causes you to say, wow, they got that kind of a car? And it caused us to be moved by that. You see them and you think they literally good because they got on the same frock or the same 10-cent suit you got on. And for some reason we think, oh, he looks so nice, or she looked good. Because you don't see the things of the Ruah, the things of the Spirit. That's what you don't see. One without the principles of Yah, how it's a desolate house. How does it look good? How is it beautiful? If it doesn't have the principles of Almighty Yah, he leaves it to ruins and desolate. How can that be a beautiful thing? I don't see it the way you see it. I don't see it the way others see it. I see it the way Scriptures commands me to see it and discipline my mind to understand it that way. I don't want to understand it in the pretext of David Roberts. I don't want to understand it in some kind of intellectual ciphering of David Roberts.
I don't want to understand it with the twisted mindset or the manipulation of David Roberts. I want to understand about the revelation of the Ruah of Amariah. I want to understand what Scripture says, and when I understand what Scripture says, that is the source of my strength, and my belly is satisfied with that meat. And the doctrine of Yahweh gives us the meat of His strength, because it is Yahweh's insight. Who has more insight than the Creator? Who has more knowledge than Him? Are our thoughts like His thoughts? Our thoughts above His thoughts? Who has the understanding of all things like He does? So His doctrine gives us insight into His tenets, His practices, His principles. And the strange doctrines remove us away from that to give us some kind of self-reliance and self-assurance in our own corruption. That's what they do. Did not jot down the doctrine that was strange unto Eve. Adam taught her the doctrine. Everything but that one. That's why he said, Yahweh knows that in the day you eat of that tree, you can defy Him. You will become a deity unto yourself. You will become a god. You see, that's what the doctrine is today. The Copelands, the Hens, T.D. Jakes, they will tell you you are deities. You are gods. Well, the strength of their godship is knowing what is right of Yahweh and what is wrong. Yahweh showed man that He gave him knowledge and understanding, it says out of Sirach. He gave him knowledge and understanding. Listen now. And He showed him what was tov and ra, good and evil. He showed him what was good and evil. He did not impart that into him. He showed him that is evil. And these doctrines today, they are evil. They are evil doctrine because it does not strengthen the power of Yahweh or the resolve of Yahweh. It strengthens the vile nature of flesh. So you know they are not of Omariah. Your mind cannot grasp Him and it doesn't love Him. It doesn't meditate on Him and think on Him. Ask yourself this question. Where is the energies of your mind given over unto? What do you think almost? Be honest with yourselves. You can kid yourself. You can lie to yourself. You can make believe to yourself. But you're only destroying yourself. You're not doing me any harm. It's to you. But tell me what most of your energy and your time has been on. Is it been on things that pertain to Yahweh? Is your mind constantly motivated? Your thoughts on Him? Or just earthly sensual things? Are your thoughts captivated by sensual things and earthly things? Or is it captivated by the hearing of the word of Yah? When you hear what He speaks to you. When you understand His position, His place. And what He has made you. What He has given unto you as a piece of dirt creature. So where is your mind? We are people that we like to flatter ourselves. We love lying to ourselves. We love speaking false things to ourselves. We do. And when we cannot find the courage of Almighty Yahweh to follow through on His discipline, then we begin to criticize others because they're doing that. We don't like the way they're doing it. Who does he think he is? Who does she think she is? And we began to do that. You can say you don't or you do not. That is just a lie because you do it. And you will do it. You will do it. Because you do not want to deal with the personality who I am, because that reflects what you are not, and you don't like the reflection. I don't believe that, Pastor Roberts. Can I ask you all a question? Will you answer it honestly? Have you ever looked in the mirror and liked what you saw, even in you look in the mirror in the morning and say, you ever done that? Even in midday you look in and say, I look in the mirror, now my eyes here, they're getting darker. Sister Roberts tell me all the time, you're getting darker. That's all right. Getting older. Understand that. Understand that. But there are times I look in the mirror and I would say, boy, you look a mess. Many times. Not sometimes. Most of the times. I look at that, I say, man, what a creature of just a dismal mess. Look at that. And so that's what the word of Yah does. It reflects, it shows us His discipline, His doctrine reflects what's in us. It reflects that. It shows us what's in us. I like to look through a clean mirror. No one wants to look through a mirror that's darkly, do they? And the more light you have on that mirror, the more it shows you, doesn't it? And that's what the word, that's what the doctrine is, the light of Yah. It is Almighty Yahweh's light. And the more that light shines, it just shows us how ugly, how deformed, how handicapped we truly are, brothers and sisters. I want Him to show me. You know, Evangelist Horn would sing the song, if he's blind,
If he's crippled, it makes no difference at all. I don't mind. Yahweh, show me my insufficiencies and how weak I am. I want him to show me that. You will never understand how strong you could ever be unless you know how weak you are. And you don't want work from the strongest point, you work from the weakest point. A man cannot go and lift up 500 pounds. He must realize that the best he can do is 125. So he starts at 125 and he adds 5, 2, 1, 3, 5, 1, 2 until he works up to that. You will never go and lift 500 pounds before you prove yourself at 100 pounds. And if you don't prove yourself at 100 pounds, you can never lift 300 pounds until you prove yourself with 200 pounds. And then once you prove yourself with 200 pounds, then you can move to 300 pounds. And then once you prove yourself with 300 pounds, you go to 400 pounds. And once from 400 pounds, you go to 500 pounds. You can never do that! And so the doctrine is a process. The doctrine of Yahweh is a process to make us more of the perfect image of Yahshua HaMashiach. We gotta have restraints and disciplines and things in our lives, and the strange doctrines never give you that. Time will come, they will not endure sound doctrine. No one likes anything sound. No one likes sound discipline. No one wants anyone to be sound with them. What do you mean sound? Just forthright and honest. We don't like that. We rather someone, and that is what these pseudo men are doing today, these pseudo women, these Jezebels of darkness. They're teaching a pseudo-doctrine. It's a false doctrine. It's a doctrine of delusion and seduction. And so no one likes anything that is sound, that reproves their flesh. No one likes that. No one. I said to Elder Barton this morning, I said, Elder, you know, these years, I need to really discipline myself so I can talk a little quieter and talk a little slower. I want the people to hear. He said to me, after all, they said, Pastor Roberts, he said, when Yahweh created light, he said, I don't believe he sat there and said, let that be light. He said, I believe he thundered and his voice roared throughout his creation. He said, let that be light. And the light came forth. He said, I understand what you're saying. He said, I understand that you're not upset. He said, but it's just encroaching a sin and how it destroys the very fiber of Yah in the lives of the people. He said, I understand that, but you're all right. Just keep doing it that way. Even though I try to discipline myself, it's kind of difficult to do. I want to do it that way. I want to do it in a more quieter form, but it's very difficult for me. When he always says to those that were workers of iniquity, and that are those that are lawless, without his Torah, without the principles of his Torah, he's going to tell them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You are not a part of me. And he's not going to speak in this little romantic voice that we love to hear. He's not going to speak that way. His voice is like the thunder and like the roar of the sea. I responded to Ella Martin. I said, you're right about that, because when the lion or the lioness roar in the jungle, every beast hears that. It doesn't carry for a block or two, but it carries for miles. The faintest of sound, the impala, it hears that. The gazelle, it lightens up. The zebra, even the old elephant, it lifts its tusks. Began to sniff the air. Because they know that there is something that is there that is greater than them. They understand that. We must understand when Yahweh speaks, he intends for us, even our beings, to tremble. And so today these strange doctrines, it caused the flesh to take great supremacy. Elevation, exaltation, it is not the doctrine of Almighty Yahweh. The time will come and they will not endure sound doctrine. For it is, they will not endure the doctrine of Almighty Yahweh, those things that are sound. But after their own lust now, after their own stubbornness, their greed, the hardness of their own heart, the firmness of their own resolve, shall they grab or heap to themselves teachers now, having itching ears. And this is what they will do. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. We know what scripture says. That Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting. And it tells us that his Torah is the truth.
He said, and they will turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fable, lies, and distortion, and little rosy stories that give the flesh this great exaltation to think that it has something that Yahweh desires. In our flesh dwelleth no, there's no wonderful, tall thing in us. That's why we must be born from above. There must be a change. There's nothing in David Roberts that is worth one nickel. But worth a dime if we want to give some kind of monetary price to it. It's not worth a thing. Nothing. All of our knowledge or intellectual properties and capacity, we could not buy an ounce of salt with it. Nothing. But what we can do with this, we buy the truth of Yahweh, and we don't sell it. This can be bought. And it's bought with our obedience and our faithfulness unto Him. And in this we find a great resolve for our lives. We find strength. That's why our lives are dismal. That's why our lives are up and down. That's why there is no surety of our lives. That's why there's so much uncertainty. Why? Because our lives are not disciplined. Brothers and sisters, I say this. The principles of doctrine, regardless, if they are carnal, natural doctrines, they do work. The doctrines of T.D. Jakes and those men, their doctrines work. Because there is a deity, there's a Lord, there's a God that supplies unto their parishioners the things that they are sacrificing unto. And our offering unto Almighty Yah is word of Yah, word of thanksgiving. Because when we realize what He has done, our love is just overwhelmed. We say, my, you did this for me? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. See, that's what it is. We bring before Him the offering of the gift of thanksgiving. We just thank Him. Just thank Him all the day. There are times, I'm telling you all the truth, I find that thankfulness in me. I am enraptured by it. Even my whole body, there's a change. And that's the only thing about my body. Y'all, thank you, y'all. That's just it, nothing else. And I sense that even my physical being, it is not like the physical being, it's just not there. So we offer unto Him this thankfulness that is immeasurable. That even in our vocal expression, we can't even express to Him how thankful we are. The doctrines of the flesh, it gets a new car today. He gets one tomorrow. The doctrine of the flesh become very envious of that. It become very covetous of it. It become very greedy of it. Become very, the spirit of lasciviousness overtakes that lever. And they are consumed by that, brothers and sisters. We must be disciplined. We are very unrowdy, unruly, sadistic, evil people without discipline. That's what we are. And if you think that you're anything different, then your own heart has deceived you. It is deceitful. And He uses a superlative and desperately. Not just wicked now. Desperate. You know what a desperately, or when someone is desperate, what they will do when they're desperate? When you're desperate, you've never been desperate. It's almost like a drug addict being desperate. If I give you an analogy, it's like a prostitute being desperate. She's got to have it. She must have it. She's got to have the fix. Well, what is the limitations of what they will do when they're desperate? Nothing. So the limitations of our love, brothers and sisters, unless it is disciplined by the doctrine of Yahweh, you don't know what you will do. You may think you do. Have you ever said, I will never do that again, and you did it again? Oh, I have said that. I will never do that again, and you did it again. And can I tell you something? You did it again and again. You've done that. And that's what these strange doctrines do. They open up those kinds of avenues that are not based upon the discipline of Torah. Everything that Yahweh speaks is based upon His personality, His identity, and His plethora and wealth of knowledge. He is all-knowing. He knows all things. There is nothing beyond His understanding because He created all things. He understands the dynamics of everything. That's why He gave us doctrine. And the enemy, in the beginning, did he try to distort the doctrine of Yah? Did he try to he said, Yahweh knows that the day you eat of that, you will become gods. You know the difference between good and evil. And the doctrines that are taught today Isn't it everyone's opinion what they think is good is evil? Well, I don't think it's wrong to be a homosexual. Well, that's what you think. Well, I don't believe what the Bible says. I don't believe what the Bible says. That's this generation. They have no adherence to Scripture. Well, that's what the way you think. I don't believe like that. Because what Shatan said was the truth. And this is a generation of God creatures. No lie about that. And every God established is one thing about a God. Listen to me. It always established its magnificence and its beauty. Everything is, look at me. These whorehouses tomorrow, some of those women will go out and work all week for a frock to put on just to impress. That's what a goddess does. Look at me. I'm the most desired sexual thing there is. That's what the God man does. He goes out and he buys his $500 suit, $1,500 shoes. They look at me. I am the king here. I am the God here. That's what it says. That's the truth. That is what these strange doctors do, brothers and sisters. They're not concerned with the simplicity of Yahweh. The beauty that is not expressed in the physical corrupt flesh. The flesh is corrupt. There's no beauty to any flesh. It stinks. I took a bath yesterday. I took a bath. I want to show you something. I took a bath. And I don't know why. I smelled my hand this morning. I said, boy, I stink. I mean, just, I didn't do anything. But went to bed and slept. Yeah. I said, if that smells like, I can wonder what my body smells like. Because that is all it does. This thing emits stench all the time. That's all it does. It's a stench. It's a process of purging all the time. And so that is what the doctrine of Yahweh does. It's always purging and cleansing. It's always rebuilding and reestablishing. It always. There were some of you all in school, you were pretty proficient at algebra and calculus and things like that. And you don't do that for a while. See how proficient you are. I haven't done it in a long time. So every now and then I will ask Sister Roberts to give me a hand, show me, and take me over the principles of that again. The first principles. The first oracles. Take me over those principles again. Show me that. Okay, I understand. Not in the fullest of detail, but I understand what it takes. Show me the principles of that. And so it is with Almighty Yah. That's why his doctrine, that's why his mitzvot, we are constantly, that's why he put them in us. To establish the power and the foundation of his truth. He did not write something in you to the lust and to crave and to desire this corrupt world. He did not do that. He did not write that in you. That is of Shatan. It is of the devil. He was a liar, a deceiver from the beginning. He did not abide in truth. He cannot live in truth. He lost no truth. So it is not of Yahweh. We're in the hour they're not enduring sound things. Children today do not endure the sound discipline of their parents, do they? How do I know? Stop, son. Does it get stop, son? Does it get daughter, quit, little girl? So there's no soundness because there's no soundness in us. In the days of my upbringing, there was a soundness. Granny said, stop. And it was such a sound voice of reverence, you knew, stop. No questions. They did not understand the oracles of Yahweh. They had a religious principle. But even the things that they put in us, they were based upon principles of Torah and foundation of Torah via. They were ignorant people. They were unlearned people. Many of them could not read or write. But yet they had the principles, the tenets of Yahweh's Torah in them. And that transmuted unto us. It changed our lives. Our society. It wasn't like it is now. No man called a woman some derogatory term. You did not hear those things. The young boys and girls did not use the kind of derogative language, the slang jargons they use today. We didn't use those kinds of things. It was not proliferated like it is today, because they did teach us the principles, even though they did not know the power of those doctrines. They taught us the principles of those doctrines. They would always tell us, "Do good unto everybody." Just they didn't understand what they were saying, but it was right. It was right. What they were saying, just love your neighbor, love everybody. Even though they didn't understand the magnitude of that, they taught us those things. And it gave us some sense. It really did. Why is that? You know why it did, brothers and sisters? Because as Yahweh said to Yerubai, he said, I will hasten my word. I will watch over. He must watch over his word.
He's given us that opportunity. We have made a mess, haven't we? Did he not write a living word in us and made it alive by the spirit of HaMashiach, the Ruach? He put something in us. He put a birth in us that when this one that will come and the power and the magnitude of Almighty Yahweh, he will cause it to come alive. And then we will say, I see it now. And it's almost like you young ones being in school, you don't understand a mathematical formula, and you work with it, and all of a sudden it just done, and you, I see it now, give me some more like that. We asked for some more, right? Give me some more like that, we wrote some zibia. Give me some more. And then there's one little twitch in the next set of problems. Then there's just one little other formula you need to add there. You need to go back to A square and deal with that before you get to Z plus square. And so you forget that little process and then you get them all wrong and you become very disillusional. At first you had a firm doctrine, you had sound doctrine, you had a strong resolve. Give me the problems. And now all of a sudden because of your egotisticness and your eagerness and your zeal, you did not carefully look at the next set of problems that were just a slight difference or just a little more advanced. And that's the way we are. Those saying we were, the old mother's way, we go from faith to faith. Scripture, we go from faith to faith. We understand that the Torah, the word of Yahweh becomes more ingrained in us, become more alive. And the more we live, the more it becomes more valuable to us. That is like when getting older, they look back at their youthful days and say, boy, what mistakes I made. And now as they get older, they began to become more refined. They began to become more stable. And then there's a period in everyone's life that they have this sense of understanding like no other time in their lives. Then all of a sudden, all that begins to die. They begin to lose it. And we have a generation that is not willing to hear those things today that were passed on and taught by the foreparents. This generation is arrogant. They know everything because they've learned everything from MTV, from Clowns and Fools. They learned everything from Terrell Owens or a man that bounces a basketball. That's where they learned it from. Or someone hip-hopping up and down. That's where they learn their principles and their philosophies of life. And they have no strength at all. No whatsoever. The old men of ancient, they had a plow free of knowledge. They did. And they always were willing to share that with others. They were. This generation is the one that despised the elder today. Yeah, you young ones, you despise your parents when they tell you things. So I'm not offended when young folks despise me. That's all right. I'm all right with that. I will not fold up and I will not capitulate because someone don't like me. That makes me no difference at all. They don't even like or love Yahweh. So what difference does it make? I will not capitulate for one because of that. We're at a time they're not enduring sound doctrine. They've been turned away from the truth. They want teachers of having itching ears. And because they're turned away from the Torah, the truth of Almighty Yahweh. This is the generation because of their own covetousness. Because they will not walk and the doctrines of Almighty Yah. He has given them up to one thing, like he did with Israel. He gave them up unto the lust of their heart. They cried for meat, didn't they? Is this not a generation crying for meat? Give me more. You got to come. I want another one. He's given them meat. And when the meat was in their mouth, they puked it out of their nose, their buttocks. That had to be some raunchy mess. I've seen in my early days as a young lad, I've seen men that literally egurgitate. Let me share it in the proper way. Puked. They puked out of their nose. The puke running out of their nose, running out of their mouths. That's a filthy mess. And the puke ran out of their noses, their mouths, their buttocks. Can you imagine the stench? Because Yahweh brought that out of them to show them the stench in the midst of them. That's why he did that. And while they had the meat in their mouths, and while they got everything, they're still cursed in this generation. They got more than their eyes could ever desire. More to satisfy the old flesh. But it can never be satisfied. And because of that, Yahweh has given them over in their strange, seductive doctrines, over unto the lust of their own flesh. And then he allows them to walk in their own counsel. That's what he did. And this generation is walking in their own counsel. They don't want the counsel of the elders. They don't want that today. Because the counsel of the elders was based upon the doctrine of Yah. Without that, you have nothing. Without that,
Every doctrine must be based upon the principles of Torah. If it's not based upon Torah principle, it is a strange doctrine. And the Sunday doctrine, it is a strange doctrine. The doctrine of darkness. It is not the doctrine of Almighty Yahweh. You cannot say you're keeping the Shabbat and doing it in your own personal way. He tells us how to keep the Shabbat. He told them to come into Jerusalem. That's what he said. They will go into Jerusalem. They will enter into the Beit of Yah. It's trash today because they want to hold fast in their traditions and their own perverted lust for doctrines. That's why they do it that way. He give them over unto their own opinion, their own mind. Well, my opinion is this. You understand what an opinion is, right? It's judging. Well, my opinion of you, sister, is this. My opinion of you is that. Well, you're just judging them, brother. Just say, I judge you. I don't mind you judging me. Believe me. Honestly, I have no compunction with that. I was working with Deacon Benny yesterday. I said, Deacon Benny, I honor your judgment. I want to walk in a way that when you judge me, I want to be precise. I don't want to do anything that is evil or wrong, brother. Come on. Yahweh has not given me a platform any different than anyone else. The doctrines of Yah, they everyone must abide in it. He gives us elder men and older men that are seasoned, that understand the paradigm of life. A young boy doesn't understand that. Full of folly. No, you don't, young daughters. That's why Yah says, you mothers, teach them. Teach them the doctrines of motherhood and wifehood. Most young women rebel against that, don't they? They fight against that. They're arrogant. They're haughty. But he tells the mothers to teach them. He tells the older men to teach the young men. Show them by example how they should walk, how they should live. Let me move quickly because I want to finish up a few things today. Because there's some things in a greater detail on the Shabbat I will go into. I may do it Wednesday, we will see. We have a larger crowd of people with us on today than we do on Wednesday. And so I want to carry this over until next Shabbat. Look at this, brothers and sisters. I want you to understand this. It says in Romea, the sins of the Gentile. Now, Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Romans 1, 18. Now, we know that the Torah is the truth. Is that right? That is right, brothers and sisters. This is what Shaul says. He says unto the Gentiles, Gentiles were those that were removed from the covenant of Yahweh. I don't care who a man is. I don't care these white Hebrew Israelites, they call themselves, and the African Americans, Hebrew Israelites. When they're removed from Torah truth, they are in the spirit of a Gentile. It makes no difference who they are. And Shaul says in Romans chapter 1 verse 18, he says, I want you to understand, for the terror, the wrath, the indignation of Almighty Yahweh is revealed from the Shemaim against all wickedness and unrighteousness of men who hold the Torah, the truth, in unrighteousness. They hold the Torah of Yahweh, the truth, in unrighteousness. They hold it in these diverse, strange, corrupt doctrines. And so the wrath of Yahweh, these are wicked men, they are unrighteous men. When they hold the Torah, when they say, well, the Shabbat, that's done away. Well, his name, I can call him Lord God. And he's, you are a liar. That's an unrighteous spirit. And so his wrath, his indignation is revealed from the Shemaim against them who hold his truth in unrighteousness.